Welcome to this short demonstration of accessing your iPhone now in iTunes 12. Now that the way you access the items on your iPhone from iTunes has changed from radio buttons, now at least as far as VoiceOver is concerned on the Mac, i.e. summary, radio button, etc., to playlists. So I thought I'd just show you in iTunes 12 where to find the playlists now for your iPhone, so you can navigate summary, movies, TV shows, etc. And then that way you can manage your iPhone again if you actually can't find where those playlists are currently sitting. Okay, so first of all, let me just say that I've got my MacBook Air turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at my desktop. And as far as my iPhone 6 Plus is concerned, it's on, VoiceOver is running, and it's currently at the lock screen. I've also got my lightning cable plugged into my iPhone 6 Plus, and I'm just going to plug that into my MacBook Air now, and we'll have iTunes pop up.
Image capture. iTunes is launched in the background.
Command Q to get rid of image capture.
iTunes, window, album, grid, no selection. One row, and six columns, has keyboard grid focus.
Table on the screen. I'm just going to interact with that. With Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow for VoiceOver.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
And I normally like to jump to the top of the screen when I'm going to search for something, and I'm going to do that in a minute for the iPhone. So I'm going to go to the top of the screen, Shift VO home or Shift Control Option home. And just keep in mind that in reality, what I'm really pressing on the keyboard is Shift FN Control Option left arrow, because of course the FN key turns the left arrow key into the home key. Okay, so again, that's Shift VO home or Shift Control Option home.
Previous dimmed button.
I want to search for iPhone. So I'm going to do VOF or Control Option F for find.
Enter search text.
I'm going to type in iPhone and press enter.
iPhone pop-up button.
There's my iPhone. I'm going to select that with VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
iPhone pop-up button.
And if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
iPhone selected radio button, one of one.
Okay, iPhone selected button, one of one.
iPhone button, eject button, 128 GB image, battery, 99% charging image, sell 5 items.
Okay, and that's an interactable item. So for example, I could now do Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow to interact with that item. And in there you heard it's got the eject button, the total size of my iPhone, 128 gigabytes, and the fact that it's charging. If I keep going to the right, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Scroll area.
That's the scroll area that I can again interact with. It's an interactable item that pertains to, go to the next item, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Playlist, table, row 2 of 22. Summary, row 2 of 22 selected.
The playlists for the iPhone. And you just heard it said summary is currently selected. So, for example, if I go back to the scroll area with VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Scroll area.
And interact. Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with scroll area. 37 items. iPhone 6 Plus.
Okay, now VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow, go through it.
Capacity. 114.08 GB. iOS 8.1 button. Phone number button. +61400, your iPhone software is up to date. iTunes will automatically check for an update again on 19/11/2014. Serial number button. C39NC2, check for update button.
Okay, and so on. So let me just uninteract out of that scroll area for the moment. Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
And we go right to the playlist, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Playlist, table, row 2 of 22. Summary, row 2 of 22 selected.
And interact, Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with playlist, table, row 2 of 22, selected.
Okay, so I'm on the summary row of the playlist table. If I just go VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
Settings.
I've got a heading that says settings. And what I'm going to do for the rest of this table, I'm just going to press VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow. I won't keep saying that. So next item down.
Summary.
We've got summary.
Apps.
Apps.
Music.
Music.
Movies.
Movies. And of course, these would be the items that you would be getting in previous version of iTunes, i.e. iTunes 11, that would say summary, radio button, apps, radio button, etc. So now they're in playlists rather than the radio button that you had to select before. So go down again.
TV shows.
TV shows.
Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Books.
Books.
Tones.
Tones.
Photos.
Photos.
Info.
Info.
On my device.
On my device.
Music.
Okay, and here are the playlists for on your device. So music.
Movies.
Movies.
TV shows.
TV shows.
Books.
Books, etc. So for example, if I want to go to another playlist, let me just jump to the top of this table again with Shift VO Home.
Settings, row 1 of 22.
And let's come down to the apps playlist.
Summary, apps.
Okay, there's apps. Let's interact with the playlist table. Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with playlists table, row 3 of 22. Apps, row 3 of 22 selected.
Okay, and we can tell that apps is selected. Go to the left with VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Scroll area.
Interact with the scrollable area or the interactable item. Shift VO down or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with scroll area. 13 items. Apps.
Okay, and if I go to the right, VO right, Control Option right arrow.
186 apps. Sort by kind. Apps. Pop up button.
Etc. And now remember that this is the area or the option in the apps playlist where you can access your file sharing table to transfer files, in this case from your Mac, onto, in this case, my iPhone 6 Plus. So if I jump to the bottom of this window with Shift VO End or Shift Control Option End, i.e. remembering reality, I'm really pressing Shift FN, Control Option right arrow, because the FN key is changing the right arrow key into the End key. Okay, so Shift VO End.
Select apps from the list on the left to view the documents that are on your iPhone.
And if I go back to the left with VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Apps, file sharing apps table, no selection.
There's my file sharing apps table. Interact with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with apps, file sharing apps table, row 1 of 22.
And I've got 22 apps that I can file share. If I wanted to just jump down to Voice Dream Reader, that should be towards the bottom. I'm going to jump to the bottom of the table with Shift VO End.
Table row.
And go up.
White noise. Voice Dream.
Okay, that's Voice Dream or Voice Dream Reader. And of course, that's the app that we recommend for people that use the Vision Australia online iAccess service to read our DAISY books. So of course, if I interact with Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with apps, file sharing apps table, row 20 of 22. Voice Dream, row 20 of 22 selected.
And of course, we heard that Voice Dream was selected, and go to the right with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Voice Dream documents, file sharing documents table.
That's the file sharing documents table for the files that are already on Voice Dream in my iPhone 6 Plus. If I go to the right again, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Add button.
There's the add button to add files from my Mac over to my iPhone 6 Plus, of course, into the Voice Dream app itself. And then, of course, if I want to now eject my iPhone 6 Plus from my Mac, let me interact with the scroll area for the apps playlist. That's Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
And go to the left with VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
iPhone button, eject button, 128GB image, battery, 99%, charging image, sell 5 items.
Let's interact with it. Interactable item, Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with iPhone button, eject button, 128GB image, battery, 99%, charging image, sell 5 items, iPhone button.
Okay, so let me do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Eject button.
There's the eject button, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press eject button.
And of course, if I check where now where my cursor is with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Album grid is in the voiceover cursor. No selection.
Focuses back on the album grid in iTunes. So basically keep in mind now that when you plug in your iPhone, in this case it's my iPhone 6 Plus, into iTunes 12, the layout for accessing the different items such as summary, music, movies, etc. has changed from the radio button to playlists. And always find the easiest way to find your iPhone button in iTunes is just to go to the top of the window, do VOF or Control F for find, type in iPhone, hit enter, select the iPhone button, and then navigate across to the playlists table. Navigate through those playlists, i.e. summary, apps, movies, music, etc. Uninteract with the playlists, and then go into the scrollable area, which is to the left as far as VoiceOver is concerned, and then interact with that scrollable area for the actual playlist item that you just selected previously. And then, of course, once you finish with your iPhone and you want to eject it, you can interact with that scrollable area, go to the left again, i.e. as far as VoiceOver is concerned, go into that scrollable area which says eject button, the size of your iPhone, and if it's charging or not, and choose the eject button. And then normally what happens when that ejects, put focus back, in my case, to my album table. So let me just close down iTunes, have Command Q.
Quit iTunes desktop.
And that completes this demonstration of iTunes 12 and how the info on your iPhone is now displayed in playlists. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.